Our reading this morning is from Acts 3, starting to read at verse 1. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer, at 3 in the afternoon. Now a man crippled from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. While the beggar held on to Peter and John, all the people were astonished and came running to them in the place called Solomon's Colonnade. When Peter saw this, he said to them, "Men of Israel, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus. You handed him over to be killed, and you disowned him before Pilate, though he had decided to let him go. You disowned the holy and righteous one and asked that a murderer be released to you. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead. We are witnesses of this. By faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has given this complete healing to him, as you can all see." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. Let's have a word of prayer together. God, our Father, we thank you for your presence here among us this morning. And we pray, Lord, that as we worship in so many different ways, that you will speak into our hearts what you want to say to us this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, last week, if you remember, it was Pentecost. Do you remember that? Yes, you do. Good, good. We're on the right tracks. Phil talked to us about the coming of the Holy Spirit. You remember that? Yes. He told us several things about the Holy Spirit. He talked about the Holy Spirit as being a gift from God through Jesus to his followers, which, of course, includes us. Do you remember Phil's socks? I've remembered them all week, you know. I can just see, if you weren't here last week, he got some socks as a present. And they were Superman socks, and they had a cape on. And I can see Phil running across the beach with his cape flying behind him, you know, stuck with me. Sorry, Phil. But a gift from God, a free gift to each one of us. He talked about the power of the Holy Spirit to enable us to live and work for our Lord. And he talked about how to receive the Holy Spirit. Just ask. Just ask. It's so important that we learn these things, that we acknowledge and receive these things. You know, when we become Christians, God comes to live in us by his Holy Spirit. That's just how it is. But sometimes that can be just like a little pilot light within us. You know, have you ever tried to boil a kettle on a pilot light? Takes a long time, doesn't it? But what he wants to do is fill us with his Spirit, just let it whoosh through us, and we can know that same power that, well, it says in the Bible, that raised Jesus from the dead. That can be ours through Jesus. You know, I want everything God has to give me. I hope you do too, because it's always good. For the next few weeks, we're going to be looking a little bit further into the work of the Holy Spirit. And today, we're going to be talking about the fact that the Holy Spirit comes to heal. So, we started off with a good reading, haven't we? Let's just look at that for a few minutes. The healing at the gate Beautiful. A story I'm sure we've all read many times and know. Two things I've particularly noted from that reading this morning that I'd like us to think about a little bit. Peter and John were going up to the temple. This is something they did regularly, very, very often. The lame man was begging. He was always there. Yeah, that's the situation. But this day, they noticed him. Why? Well, let's see what made that difference. You see, the disciples had been filled with the Holy Spirit in a most incredible way, and they seemed to have suddenly become bolder and more able to do the work that Jesus asked them. Peter had stood up in front of crowds of people and preached, and 3,000 people had responded. That's a bit amazing. That's never happened to me. I'm sure it's never happened to many of you. But 3,000 people responded that day. And the very next thing we read about Peter is this healing. Do you remember what Jesus told them to do when he was with them? He sent them out. He was training them. And he said, as you go, preach this message. The kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. They were beginning to do this, weren't they? They were starting the work that Jesus had trained them to do. And they were filled with that power. They were enabled to do it because Jesus wasn't with them physically anymore. But they had that power within him. You know, I often wonder about this little story, whether they just sort of saw him and went straight up and prayed, or whether they might have had a little chat first together. Shall we? Shall we go and do something, or shall we not? You know, shall we take this risk? That would have been how I would have reacted, I'm sure, and many of you too. Well, they did. They took the risk. They had faith. They believed what Jesus had said to them. And that man got a lot more that day than just money. And everyone was amazed. So that's the first point, really. They were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they did it. They showed faith in Jesus, and they were bold in that faith. And the second thing I think to notice is the response of the people. They were all astonished, and they came running to Peter and John and the man who had been healed. It's pretty obvious, wasn't it? Suddenly this man that they'd seen for years sitting begging was walking around or jumping and praising God, as the song says. Ian sang it to me this morning. So it was a big thing that was happening, and they all ran to see what was going on. They'd seen Jesus do it, but these were just ordinary men. And when Peter saw this, he said to them, "Men of Israel, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk?" He then told them that they'd killed the author of life. That wasn't actually probably very tactful, was it? You've done all this wrong. But he accepted it was through their ignorance. But God had raised Jesus from the dead. And then he makes it very clear, by faith in the name of Jesus, this man, whom you see and know, was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has given this complete healing to him, as you can all see. The important thing for Peter here was to praise and thank God. God was the healer, not them. You know, and this is so important for them, but it's also very important for us to know as well. Jesus is the healer. Not the disciples, not us. Just Jesus and the Holy Spirit through him. You know, when we continue to read in the Gospel of Acts, the letter of Acts to the apostles, we get that message over and over again. It is by faith in the name of Jesus. In the very next chapter, he says it again. Do you think we do this on our own? No, we don't. It is by faith in the name of Jesus. It's the only way. After that, we didn't read any more of that passage. I suggest you'd have a look as well, because Peter didn't just stop there. He actually continued and talked to people and shared with them the fact that they too needed to know Jesus. They needed to repent and be forgiven and follow Jesus, because only then would they understand this truth and see what was happening. So those were the 2 points. The first one, they were filled and they did it. And the second one, God was given the glory. So do I have a third one? Well, yes, I have. And it's about us. What about us in all this? Where does it leave us? Jesus, at the end of all the Gospels, tells the disciples to go and do it, doesn't he? He says right at the end of Matthew, we know that passage very well, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Obeyed everything I have commanded you. And that includes healing the sick. Not just do the things you feel like doing, do what I have commanded you. You have the power and the ability to do it through the Holy Spirit. And of course the promise is, he's with us. We're not doing it on our own. As we walk out and do anything for Jesus, it's not on our own, it's with him. I read a lovely word yesterday, and it said something like, people don't read their Bibles much these days. What they read is us. We go in Jesus' name with his strength, with his power, with his authority. Praying for someone to be healed is not always easy. And we know that sometimes people are healed, but sometimes they're not. Sometimes they get a bit better. What we need to remember here is where we are. The kingdom of God came with Jesus, and he's given us the power and the ability and everything we need to do his will. But it's not actually complete till he comes again. So we'll never get it absolutely perfect. But we keep walking with him and with his strength and with his power. In the meantime, Jesus just says, be filled with the Spirit and get on with it. In this church, you know, we have seen miraculous healings, haven't we? Janet Jackson, who was away this weekend, she's not even here for me to call on, but Janet Jackson was healed miraculously from terminal cancer. She was given 9 months to live, and she was got to the point where she was in a wheelchair, and God miraculously healed Janet. That's just amazing, isn't it? And we can tell other stories as well, you know, because we've also prayed for people like this who have gone. But we know they've gone to Jesus. That's where we trust him. They've gone to him. You know, Jesus heals our spirits when we get to know him. He can heal our bodies, and he can certainly heal our minds as well. So whatever problems we might have, he can deal with them. And if we will take a risk, we can help that. A couple more stories. I have a colleague who recently, a church army colleague, who was clearing out the gutters in his house. And guess what? He fell off the ladder. And he was very badly injured. And his shoulder, the doctors told him, would never get better, really. He'd never really be able to use that arm very much again. Well, Des is completely and absolutely healed. He's completely normal. You wouldn't think anything had ever happened to him. And his doctors acknowledged that there was something a bit strange here. When Paul had cancer last, he had, you know, I'm sure you know he's had it several times, but the last time he had intravenous chemotherapy. And they said to him, you'll need either 6 or 8 sessions. And if it hasn't gone, we'll do some radiotherapy afterwards. But they said, we'll do a scan after 4 sessions. They did a scan after 4 sessions, and guess what? There was no cancer there. He had the six to complete that series, but he's been well ever since. We've had his checkup this week. He is still well, 3 years on. And we're very, very thankful to God because he did the healing. We all prayed, but God did the healing. And I have another lovely story. It's about somebody in this room whose name I won't tell, but she's given me permission to tell you this lovely little story. Because God heals in all sorts of different ways. It's not always the same. I was speaking in the healing session in Alpha a long time ago now, and I prayed to God before I came if he would just give me something to share with the people. Well, I'm not a person with gets a lot of pictures because I've got such a vivid imagination anyway, I wouldn't know what they were. But this particular time, I got a picture of a great big tooth. And I thought, well, I'll say it anyway. It can't go far wrong, can it? You know. So I said it. And later on in the session, somebody responded to the fact that they had a terrible toothache, tooth problem. So we prayed. Now, I can honestly tell you, I don't know what happened that night, but the next time we had Alpha, she very boldly stood up at the front here and told us what happened. Because she'd got this problem with her tooth, and it needed some work doing on it, which was extremely expensive, and she couldn't really cope with that. So we prayed, and the toothache went away. Her tooth was fine. But a little while later, quite a while later, the toothache came back, and the tooth needed treatment. And she had the money at that point to have the tooth fixed. So, you know, God works in mysterious ways, doesn't he? Very mysterious ways. We don't always understand how he works. When Jesus healed people, he healed everybody differently, didn't he? He spat in mud and touched them. He did all sorts of different things. So God can do different things, and he always works through the medical profession as well. You know, when I get poorly, the first thing I do is pray and get Paul to pray, because that's what we do in our house. But I still acknowledge the doctor and go and see him and get better. It's all of it, isn't it? It's all together. But in the middle of it all, Jesus is the healer. Not us, not the doctor even. It's Jesus working within us with help from the doctors, with us doing our part. Praise God for all he does in the realm of healing. And praise God that he trusts us to go on and do it. So I wonder if we can we minister to each other this morning? Are there people here who perhaps need healing? You know, when Phil was speaking last week, he said about just praying for each other for healing. It doesn't need somebody at the front, somebody who's done it before. Just asking God to bring healing to us. Would you be prepared to do some of that? Just now, pray for the people around you. You don't have to do anything big, anything exciting. Just ask the Holy Spirit to come and bring healing on that person if they need it. If you would like healing, you need to show us who would like to be prayed for, because otherwise the people around you won't pray for you. Does anybody want to be healed? Yes, there's several hands gone up. If you see a hand, and there's one down here as well, I can tell you. There's several hands up. If you see a hand and you're near it, will you go to that person, go towards them, move yourselves and go to that person? And several of you can do it. It doesn't have to be just one person. Ask them if you can put your hands on them. And if they don't want you to, don't. But do if you can. Then just ask the Holy Spirit to come and bring healing. Let's do that. If you're just sitting there, just pray for those that you can see are being prayed for. Just continue to pray silently in your hearts for these people.